It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Over the weekend, we learned of the passing of Wendell Freeland. He was one of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen, an attorney and pioneering civil rights leader. We spoke with him in 2012 about his experiences in the segregated services of World War II and whether he questioned why he was fighting for a country where he was treated like a second-class citizen.
Well, my view was not defending the country as much as it was defeating Hitler and Mussolini. I was thinking about my country as a country that was fighting against Nazism and fascism and all of the ills that had been visited upon the world by these forces.
Your service ended after those 2 years during World War
II. It ended absolutely, because by the time the war ended, I was back at Tuskegee, and no longer with the 477th, I was on detached duty at Tuskegee. But I would get in my mailbox a letter, "Do you want to stay in the Air Force for 6 months? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that?" And my answer was always no. I was a civilian who was in the military. I had no interest in flying. I didn't know a Piper Cub from a B-17.
So then, to what extent did your experiences in a segregated military influence your decision to become a lawyer?
I always wanted to become a lawyer. But my activity there was a bridge from my childhood to my adulthood. It reinforced my basic instincts to fight for black liberty and equality.
Wendell Freeland has been our guest. He was a member of the all-black 477th Bomber Group during World War II, and it's been a pleasure getting a chance to meet you and to talk with you here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, I've enjoyed being with you. Take good care.
That was an excerpt of our interview with former Tuskegee Airman, attorney, and civil rights pioneer Wendell Freeland. He is survived by his wife, son, and daughter. Coming up, a conversation with filmmaker Robert Bilheimer when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.